Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Man, my left nut done popped up out of place. I felt it move out of this. You know how they move every day? I popped my ball up.
Welcome to Celebrity Truth or Dare. Nate, you have been so booked and busy.
Yeah.
I just want to say congratulations on your Netflix special.
Hey, thank you.
That dropped in July and that hit top 10 globally.
Yeah, top 10 for TV shows.
That's crazy.
I think, honestly, it would have been number one if they separated stand-up from TV shows, for sure.
Yeah.
And then, because it's not the same thing. A TV show is episodic and stand-up is like a one-off. It shouldn't be on the same list. But that's not, you know. And then I think anime shouldn't be on its own list.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's saying a lot, though. Like, as a stand-up special,
it was up there.
To make it on that list.
We rocked out for 8 days, and it was all the way up to number 3.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it did good.
And not just like U.S., but global, too, which is saying a lot.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's huge.
I will take it. I'm so thankful, yeah.
Yeah, and you got your big dog tour as well, and you're just selling out tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what's going on with this whole Australia thing? Because I asked you before we started recording.
Yeah, you did ask. So there's the prerequisite information is that I booked another TV show. So The Office spinoff, The Paper, is on TV right now, season one. And season two was already greenlit before season one even aired. And so that's coming. But the show that I booked now is called Bad Monkey, and it's on Apple TV. And season one is already on there, and I'm on season two.
Wow.
And so that has been, the shoot schedule for that has been such that I needed to get an apartment down here in North Hollywood and everything, you know, so that I can go back and forth and have my own comfortable scenario. And through God or whatever powers that be, I say God, I've been fortunate enough for them to be writing me into more episodes than what was originally what the thing was. So based off the original deal, having the Australia tour happen in December was wide open. It made sense. And then once I booked this, and then they've booked more episodes of this, Australia's gonna have to be postponed.
Aww.
So it's New Zealand and Australia. So I'm like, on one hand, it's like, man, dang. And on the other one, it's like, yay,
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's usually how,
like,
it
I'm
goes,
really
bro.
Excited to
yeah.
to do as much acting as I can for more than one reason. Like, I think it's great for professional development. It also helps put more butts in seats when you go out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's residuals. And also, long after you're gone, people can see you and your likeness, you know, in acting. If I go to Australia, cool, they all saw me there in that room or in that theater or whatever. But after that, it's a memory.
It's a memory, yeah. Mm-hmm. But Australia, the audiences are going to get their time. They're going to get their time. I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. I'm going.
You're going.
It's just not going to be December.
It's just a matter of when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's like the height of their summer because it's opposite there.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So, no, excuse me.
No, yeah, their yeah. our winter is their summer. Yeah,
exactly.
You're right.
And yeah. vice versa. So yeah. I may be going in the whatever their fall is or whatever their spring is. I don't know yeah. yet. But we'll route it all together. And I think that it may actually be a blessing in disguise because the promoter in Australia wasn't sure of like how I sell tickets or whatever. So a lot of the venues on of that side are like on the smaller side of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is completely sold out. So it's like, well, since I'm not coming right now, can we transition to some bigger venues? And, you know, I'd rather do, like, I have two shows in one night in Sydney. And then we leave and go to Perth, I want to say. And then I go back to Sydney for a third show. I'm like, why don't we just do one really big one?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I can enjoy Australia. Like, if I'm just going to be on stage the whole time, that's not fun.
Oh, my God. I've always wanted to go to Australia.
So I'd been to Australia before because when I did the Young Rock, I played JYD or Junkyard Dog. And we were there for 3 months of during COVID times and we were filming. So we were in Brisbane the whole time.
Nice.
Australia's dope.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go. Speaking, okay, we touched on the paper. I am a huge, like, Office, like, the U.S. version okay. fan. I've watched, like, every single episode, so I have the paper on my watch list.
Okay.
Are you going to be back for season two? Do you know yet if your character
Far
is
as
back?
I know I am.
Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying? My management was like, we're out to them, and it's been confirmed that you're being written into season two.
Nice.
I'm like, all right, cool.
It's always a good feeling.
I mean, I'm ready. I'm like, let's. What all can we do? Like, I'm so excited to get back on set and be working with Greg Daniels. Like, he's just a genius, man.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, let's see what else we can do in this space. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, it's so exciting. And also, like, with this other role that you have, you can use it as momentum, and they'll write you into more stuff on the other show because your audience is growing. So it kind of like is this like feedback loop thing. Yeah.
Facts.
Super exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And both of them are number one shows.
Nice.
And then the movie I just did with Aziz Ansari, Keanu Reeves, Kiki Palmer, and Seth Rogen is out right now. Too. It's called Good Fortune.
Good Fortune,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
So that's like three number one things. And I'm like, goodness, I must have the Midas touch.
God is blessing you.
Listen, in ways that I never fathomed, and I think other people see it, and they go, maybe I should go to church. And that's what, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's amazing. And also, I just want to congratulate you on reopening your new comedy club.
Oh, thank you.
Tacoma, Washington.
Thank you. Look at you having done all the researches.
Yes.
Yeah, so the Super Funny Comedy Club is the biggest black-owned comedy club in America at 270 seats, which is cool. You know, it's a cool moniker to have, but at the same time, it's like, where are the other ones?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Yeah.
You know, but we moved from one part of town to a much more affluent part of town, and it's been flourishing since we opened doors.
Yeah, and it's all looped in with like the whole hotel there, like downtown Tacoma. Mm-hmm. Is it Sheraton? Is that
Marriott?
Marriott. So
it's
okay.
There's two Marriotts right across. A two-lane, like a walking crosswalk type
nice.
Of street. One is the, you know, main Marriott, downtown Marriott, and the other one is called the Courtyard Marriott. And we are literally like the bottom floor of the Courtyard Marriott.
Cool.
So when people come to stay or they go to the convention center, which is also right there, or the University of Washington Tacoma, like we're walking distance. When I say walking distance, I mean 3-minute walk or, you know, about two. The art museum, the university, the convention centers, like, so it's a much better location. And a lot of times in comedy and where the placement of a club matters more than who your acts are, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Logistically, that's actually so smart. Mm-hmm. And it makes it so much easier when, like, comics come into town, like, they're right there.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
So you grew up in Washington State?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did. Born at St. Peter's Hospital, Olympia, Washington, and then raised in Lacey, Washington, 10 minutes from there. And then, yeah, went to school in Spokane, Washington, at Eastern Washington University in Cheney, actually, and then moved to LA for like 8 years, then went back home, and then got settled in Tacoma, where I have the club and my home and all that. And now the show shooting schedule has me with an apartment in North Hollywood, yeah, all over again. Same building too. Like, I called my landlord from before and was like, "You got anything?"
That's
crazy.
It's crazy,
surreal.
That's so
I mean, it's really crazy. It's like,
it's a full circle moment there.
Yeah, or a little tight circle, but it's like, it's like, you know how people go, if I knew then what I knew now.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm having like a reset chance at LA. Whoa. With like, you know, a different station in life to be like, all right, let's go, city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How old were you when you first came to LA and you moved into that apartment building?
Let's see. Well, no, when I first moved to LA, my family that lives in Southern California told me that they were in LA, and I found out basically after driving all the way down that they're in Rancho Cucamonga and Rialto.
Oh, that's far.
Yeah, it's the IE. Yeah. It's the heart of the IE. Like, if you're out there, you're going to the Ontario Improv and shows out that way.
Yeah.
And I was like, I came here to move to Hollywood. Like, so
and
I
you
was,
don't know when you're like not from here, like the difference.
If you look at a map, it looks like, man, that is
the same place. No.
It's 48 minutes coming in at night, you know.
Hour and a half in traffic.
Yeah, but at night, you coming in, you don't hit it. It's, everyone's commuting back.
That's true.
Out.
Yeah.
So I was fortunate enough to be on that side of traffic to where I would get off work at 5 and I would be, if I could, I'd be in LA by 6:30.
Yeah.
Like, stop, you know, gigging, showing face, networking, connecting, all that. And so, yeah.
So coming back, I mean, if you could talk to your younger self at that time when you first came to LA, like, what is like one thing you would tell yourself, young Nate?
Stop helping everybody and focus on your dream. That's what I would say.
Okay, I was not expecting that, but there is an element of
that's what I would
there.
Sit me down and say.
Wow.
Right? Like, because I'm a big team player, right? And I think if you're going to help another person, cool, but there should be some sort of compensation. But comics are, we're all so like, you know, everyone's trying to get after it and whatever. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when you see another person with a little better infrastructure, it makes sense to be like, well, let me add my touch over here. But I would wake up, you know, tired from the night before and I'm like, man, I'm tired and I didn't even do anything for myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I don't mind. I think it's good to help other people and have synergy, because over the years it started to be like, okay, this is something coming back from the effort that I put out then. But what is happening, you'll never feel appreciated as much as what your time and all that stuff was worth. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not. Mm-hmm. And then LA, people have a propensity to just have like amnesia and just be acting like Jason Bourne. As soon as somebody's like, so how did you do it? Oh yeah, all by myself. I was born by myself. I did everything by myself. What about all these pictures with Nate Jackson and other? Yeah, no, none of that. It's all me. That's an alias I go by. My other name is Nate Jackson. I do it all. So that it's like, all right. And when you watch somebody like giving thanks and all that, and they don't thank you, and you put in uncountable amount of hours, it's like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I think maybe if I put that same energy into myself, it would be, you know, I would be able to see different benefits for myself.
Yeah. And you can actually help other more people when you've got more mm-hmm. to give, too.
But yeah. I didn't see that at the time.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I just need to focus on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was what I would sit me down and say, mm-hmm. you know, calm your helpful ass down and help yourself.
And set some boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help yourself.
Yeah.
First, you can still help other people, but prioritize yourself. And then, you know, keep getting funny.
Yeah. Do you think that's the way you grew up? Because you grew up in Washington State. I grew up in Vancouver, Canada, also Pacific Northwest native over here. So were you ever like the only black kid in school?
Yeah. I used to have this joke about my teacher lost me on a field trip and she was asking everybody where her little chocolate chip went. This is good stuff.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
So do you feel like, okay, being like the only black kid in school or just like in the room kind of made you need to kind of like bend to sort of like fit in, maybe?
No, I didn't do none of that. My parents instilled in me to be me.
Okay.
From a very young age, which got me a lot of hallway time, vice principal's office time, suspended time, whatever. Because like, I'm going to do me. Y'all going to have to adjust.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of who I am. And yeah, it was good stuff. I mean, I wasn't the only black kid. Like that, I, you know, there'd be maybe three or four of us in a class of 28. Mm. But, you know, you go outside for lunch in high school or recess as a elementary school kid, you see the other black kids, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in Vancouver, there's always like maybe like one. I always say like one and a half because it'd be like one kid and then like a mixed kid. So it's like, you know, one and a half.
Okay.
Like other black kids.
I could see that. Because yeah. when I went yeah. and performed yeah. in Vancouver, I was like, this is where they make white people. This is crazy.
Yes!
It was like a white people factory.
Yes!
Like, there's so many white people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're doing white stuff and they don't even recognize it.
Hiking, canoeing, kayaking. Yeah.
It was light okay. snow on one of the days I was up there and a guy was skiing. Going to work,
yeah,
but it wasn't downhill, so he was just like on
cross
flat
country,
ground.
Yes, cross country skiing. Yeah. It's a thing they have, like.
So
marathons.
We were just like, "Is he cross country skiing to work?" And black people would never. If yeah. it's snowy enough that you could possibly ski on it, we're not going to work. I'm not trying to find ways to creatively get there. There's yeah. no way.
It's a different world for sure.
Mm-hmm. So we're both from the 360. Then you're from the other 360.
360.
What's y'all area code up there?
604.
Okay.
Yeah. 60. Six, yeah, six, we say 604.
I've been to Vancouver as a comic, not as a comic. Like, I've been to Vancouver, you know, and you're up there.
Yeah.
I've been up there, and Vancouver has some fun stuff to do.
Yeah, Vancouver's a lot of fun. I love Vancouver.
It is.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, no guns. It's a good time.
Yeah.
You know. But I didn't see a lot of blacks there either. Was that your experience growing up?
Yeah, that was my experience. Like, other than like my mom's black and a
but
couple
were you
of
you
members.
She you guys were running from something?
Because we're living. We're not American. We're Canadian.
Yeah, but what were you guys running from?
We're not running from anything.
So are you Jamaican descent then?
Okay. You know, this is so funny. This is why this is so different. So when you're like Canadian black, yeah. you're not. Aside from being from Nova Scotia, because yes. there was like the Underground Railroad,
yeah.
you don't have those historical roots set in that country. So my mother's from Trinidad. So okay. she's an immigrant. So that's island, how we ended
islander.
Up.
There's a lot of islanders.
In Toronto, there's a lot. And so then, but we moved out west.
Okay.
So
but
that's
why?
How we, I think, okay, how it all worked is my mom met my dad, who's white.
Yes.
In Toronto.
Okay.
Somewhere. So most of my family is like East Coast and they couldn't find work. And in the 90s, like out west, like Alberta and British Columbia had all the work, had all the jobs. So they actually like loaded everything up in their little car. They had me there and we drove across country. That's
what,
how we.
It's a 40-hour drive?
Something like that. Like it took a couple days.
How old were you?
I was like three.
Oh, yeah, you guys are running from something.
We're not running from anything.
No two parents are just uprooting a three-year-old and being like, get in the car, we're driving till we can't no more.
Actually, it kind of sounds a little suspicious.
You were on the run.
Anyway, we settled in Vancouver. I mean, I got some questions for mom. Yeah, what was going on there, mom?
Why did you move us across
the country?
Never
looked back. I did go to Toronto a couple times, but yeah, we never moved back or anything.
Visit?
Yeah, we visited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Did your mom
slip off the radar?
Yeah.
No, no, she
I'll be right back. And you don't know where she's at?
No, I she's promise you, in. It wasn't like that.
Checking in. She's like, still having run.
No, seriously, though. But it was actually kind of interesting how my parents did jump around a lot during that time. They went overseas to England. They had me. And they went back to Ontario for a bit.
You were born in England?
Yeah, and then they drove cross country.
Part of England.
London, a place called Islington.
Okay.
Have you ever been to London?
Yes.
I've been there once.
Why?
Just to visit. I'm like the least English person. I'm only English by like
the least English person?
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you do anything cool?
I rode on like those double-decker buses.
Okay.
And
big red ones?
I did all of like the touristy stuff.
How was your fish and chips?
Delicious.
It wasn't too greasy?
No, I loved it. It was perfect.
Did they give it to you in the newspaper?
In the newspaper, the full experience.
I did. It was just like wet. It was so oily.
Oh, the one that you went to?
Can I be honest with you?
Okay,
I really want one of those Snicker bars. I've been trying to fight the urge. I'm not even gonna hold you. I have looked over at it several times. Anybody watching me is like, what is he looking at? There's a bowl full of Snickers. And here's the thing. If they were full ones, I'd fight the urge. Like, oh, that's too much. But they're little
they're
ones.
They're little ones. You
yeah.
think they're little.
It says fun size.
They're just
it's the
so
kind
tempting.
You can have two of, and then you don't have to feel bad.
Yeah.
Do you want a Snicker bar? I'll take it for you on your behalf. So That's just how I mean, if you put three together, let's be real. That's the size of a normal Snickers. So I'm going to just.
Pop them back.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? This is actually a perfect segue into our game.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it's perfect because you're going to be eating some candy anyway. You kind of just like cheated because now you're just eating the Snickers because you only had one shot of it. But, you know, you took your opportunity. I can respect that.
Well, we can still do it.
Well, yeah, we're still doing the game.
This is just bonus.
This is just bonus. These
yeah, are just I was like, you know, why wait?
Why wait? Why wait? And why leave it up to chance?
Yeah.
So
community chess.
We are playing a game of Truth or Crunch Candy Jackpot Edition.
Okay.
Some of these candies, you're like so elevated and optimistic and happy now. Okay. Yeah.
You know how good this tastes?
Earlier, I should have offered.
I'm like, shit.
These are so good. I love a good
Do you
Snickers.
Cuss on the show?
You can cuss
this
on the Snickers show.
This Snicker good as a motherfucker. I don't know where you got this one from. You know they don't make all Snickers in the same place?
No, they don't.
They don't. There's like five places that they make Snickers, and I think two or three of them.
They know what they're doing. I had some with some coffee yesterday. So good. So good.
Mm-hmm. I made that up, but it just sounds like it could be real.
Oh, yeah.
That they make them in like five places and one place is better than the other four?
It actually is a thing, though. They have like different manufacturing centers. Yeah, that's a real thing.
Really?
Logistically speaking, they make them in different...
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so... So you're starting off lucky, but some of these candies are delicious, like our Snickers, but most are absolutely disgusting.
Oh, because I'll save this third one as like
as a palate cleanser. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's smart. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you some high-risk questions. Mm-hmm. Are you going to, you can stuff it behind, like behind the cushions.
I'm the people can be excited about it.
Yeah. Just on standby. So, I'm going to ask you some high-risk questions. If you don't want to answer, you have to spin the wheel, and whatever it lands on, you have to eat. So, you might get some spicy jelly beans, some mystery jelly beans, sour cream and onion candy, ketchup candy, or if you're lucky, you'll get nothing.
That's what Sweet Escape is?
Yeah, that's Sweet Escape.
And there's only one escape spot?
Yes. And if you're even luckier, which you made yourself even luckier, you're going to get the Snickers jackpot. So.
Now, I noticed... There's two of everything but the Sweet Escape.
Yeah, well, it has to be unfair, right? That's how you get a good game.
Seems a little rigged. Can you want to do a practice one?
Yeah, you do want to practice your strength so you don't...
No, you let me see what you got.
Okay, so it'll be like this. That's how you spin it.
So you would be eating spicy hot jelly bean?
Spicy hot jelly bean, yeah. And then we would...
Do you want to get it? You want to get yours and just hold it and then... Oh, you cleared your throat. That's a nonverbal for discomfort.
That's a nonverbal for no?
Yeah. That's what that is. You're like, am I going to eat?
Well, you know what? Just for the spirit of it all, I can totally grab one.
Yeah, just hold it.
Yeah, these are
I'm
really,
excited.
These are really spicy.
Smelling it gives it away?
No, actually, you can't smell anything.
You should wait. It's gone. It's out of there.
Yeah, it's pretty spicy.
Like
Woo!
Like a pepper?
Whoa!
Or like a sweet spice, like a super red hot.
It's really sweet and spicy. Wow. Yeah.
You reacted very interesting to that spice. Oh, you don't have to eat it all the way?
You don't have to.
Okay. You want your water?
I think I'm going to have a
Can I
water.
See? Anyway, so let's... What?
Woo! I'm like hiccuping. You might want to...
You need it?
Yeah, I need my water.
I just feel like Oh, yeah, let's do it.
You're like, hang on a minute. You might actually really need
it. Right. Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, it's...
It's like hot ones.
Yeah, those jelly beans are
Man, I hope fire. I get that same one.
Okay, let's get into some questions.
So if I don't want to answer the question, I spin?
You have to spin the wheel. Mm-hmm. Woo, that's hot. Okay, question number one.
Yeah.
Who's one comedian you think is overrated, but you never say publicly until now?
Okay, I'll say it. But here's the thing. I got to talk carefully.
Okay.
Because I'm a huge fan of this person. I've seen all of their stand-up and almost all of their content. And I flat out love, I think they are, which is an amazing comic. But I don't know if they belong in the conversation of greatest of all time that I keep seeing their name being put in.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Do I also get to explain why?
Absolutely. I'll give you an opportunity to explain this one.
I love this person.
Disclaimer.
Hear me. I love the, and don't be the person that listens to this and like everything I'm saying right now, you're like, whatever, who's the person? Let me get ready for my judgment. No. Okay. I love, it's Bernie Mac.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't like the way you said, oh, okay. It makes me want to defend him.
A little bit of a, no, when I say, oh, okay, I mean that he's not alive to defend himself.
Right. But, now that makes me feel like I shouldn't even have said no. Well, I mean, I didn't want to.
Explain. Okay, explain.
This is the only reason why I say that, right? Everything we've seen from Bernie, absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Art, absolutely phenomenal. Stand up, for sure, like unequivocally, one of the greatest to do it. Yes, but there's so little stand up content that most people can say that they have, that we've cumulatively have seen. Mm. Like, there was like the 6 to 7 minute Def Jam set where he was like, "Kick ass, I ain't scared of you, motherfuckers." And while it was classic. And it became part of the culture. That was 6 or 7 minutes. Then there was his set on Kings of Comedy, which I think was 20 to 25 minutes. So he's in the conversation of GOAT off of, what is 25 plus 8? 33 minutes of material. Then we could say we love Mr. 3000. We love the Bernie Mac show. We love, you know, like he was a star in everything that he did and touched. But I find it hard to put Bernie Mac next to Pryor, who had hours on hours and hours and hours and hours of content, or Red Fox that had album after album after album, right? Or even Kevin Hart that's been giving us a perennial special every year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's I just don't see how you can compare. That's like comparing a quarterback that's thrown 7 passes to a quarterback that's played 7 seasons.
That's so interesting.
And being like, the 7 pass one's the GOAT. Like, how good were those 7 passes? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I say it. I think that if we quantify their eligibility to be considered GOAT at a certain amount, like to be like, has done an hour special, I don't know. I don't know if there's an hour special.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Alive or dead doesn't matter, because I do consider Patrice O'Neal one of the greatest to ever do it. And Patrice, Elephant in the Room, is a special we can watch.
Mm-hmm.
You can see his best of best, what he wanted to put forward, what he worked on for years.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a 1 hour Bernie Mac, just him giving you everything he has in 1 hour?
Good.
Would be so, and we were, he passed away early enough that wasn't something that happened. Or opportunities didn't present themselves, or I don't know, or maybe there is one and it got tied up in ownership or the rights to it and it just didn't get to come out. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Was he great? Yes. So for anybody that heard his name and was like, shut the fuck. No. Yeah, I hope you heard out all of that for why I question why I should be in the same breath as some other people. But we have modern comics that have accomplished just as much stand-up time consumable by the general public, and their name is nowhere even near thought of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm definitely more familiar with his acting work. Like, I grew up watching the Bernie Mac show.
See?
Which is incredible.
They got to bring it back.
Yeah, they have to. They have
But how do you bring it back without Bernie?
Without Bernie, yeah.
Yeah.
Kids grown up, maybe. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, I'm sure Jordan would love to do it. I know Kalita Smith would love to do it. She played the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still an extremely talented actress. Just hilarious. But you, how do you have the Bernie Mac show without Bernie Mac? That's, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, I will have to give you that one.
That works?
Yeah, that works. Okay, that works.
So I evaded.
You evaded having to, like.
So is it me being willing to answer, or is it like you could be like, that answer's trash. It's eat a bean.
No. Okay, if you actually give an honest answer,
yeah,
that's fair.
Okay,
like,
cool.
I'm not going to force you to like.
I tried to like really like stretch that answer out so that there weren't too many more.
Oh, I'm going to ask you all of them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be more concise since my little strategy ain't going to get me out of it.
But the summary here is that we love Bernie Mac over here.
Yes.
That doesn't change anything. That doesn't change anything.
Yeah. Facts.
Bernie Mac fans over here.
Yeah.
Okay. So next question. Who's a celebrity you've met that was nothing like they pretend to be?
Who's a celebrity that I've met that was nothing like they pretend to be?
Mm-hmm. Like that persona, the brand, everything. You thought that they were going to be this person and they were not.
John Malkovich.
Really?
Yes.
What was he like?
He is a very super sweet, highly educated basketball fan, warm-hearted, great storytelling, hilarious older dude with a young spirit. But when you see him in all this stuff and he's the villain, you know, like he's on the show that I'm on right now, and I was like, you know, I'm walking on eggshells, like, oh my god, Malkovich is here, oh my god, he's over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we just sat down and just kind of started talking around. And I was like, this motherfucker cool as hell.
He's into basketball.
He's cool as a ball. Like, yeah.
I didn't peg him for that.
Yeah. No, he knows so much about basketball.
I love John.
He was telling me stories about he grew up two houses down from Coach Collins, Michael Jordan's first basketball coach.
Wow.
And so he has all these stories where they would go out in the neighborhood and shoot just endless hours of hooping. Like, John Malkovich can actually.
He can play.
Yes. And won't nobody believe. But if he straps on some sneakers, I'd put him up against people that were 10 years younger than him.
Oh my God.
He's coming back with buckets.
That's crazy.
I'm serious. So yeah, nobody would know. I don't even know if he's private about that kind of stuff. Like, I might have just fucked up the whole dynamic of us being cool. But they need to know, John.
They need to know that.
They need to know you're really, really cold.
That's so cool. Okay, if I ever get him on the show and we get the lapels on, I'm going to dare him to play a game of basketball. I think people would want to see that. All people right. love seeing a side of people that they just are not expecting.
Yeah. So these guys' ass in your cool. face going, and that's a dong. Then what?
So good. Okay, so have you ever cheated? Emotionally or physically?
Yes.
And if so, with who?
Yes.
Okay, when did you last cheat?
No, I'm not a cheater by nature, but I think when you go emotionally, you open it up to just like thinking about it. You open it up to having a conversation too long. You open it up to, here's what my thing is that would frustrate a woman I deal with. I don't shut other women down.
Okay.
But I also don't pursue. But if they're like, you know, sweetie and all that, like I'll stand and I'll let, like I said, a meet and greet, like I'll let them, yeah, you know, you do anything, you look nice. And then they'll go on about their way and I'm like, hell no, ripping up the numbers and throwing them away or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if your girl stood there and watched all that, like really?
They're not going to like that.
Really?
Yeah.
She had her hands all over your forearm.
You got a little Elvis in you. Elvis had that way about him.
Did he?
It was all about the fans.
Yeah.
The girls were like kissing him and holding him. And he was like, honey, this is for the fans. This is for the fans. But
yeah,
like
the
wife is not going to like that.
No. Yeah. So a woman could easily in a group chat get everyone to call that cheating.
Emotionally cheating. Yeah. That's on that territory for sure. That's like cheating purgatory. You're in that,
your
in
gray
that
area.
Zone, that gray area.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Okay, so next question. What's the most humiliating thing that's ever happened during intimacy?
Oh, I was halfway through the sentence, but like, I know the answer to that, but then you added intimacy.
Intimacy adds a whole other layer right there.
What's the most humiliating thing?
I think we've all had something happen to us.
What happened to you?
Well, I'm thinking Nothing in particular, but what happened to you is the original question.
Well, you was like, we all have had something.
I was just trying to make you feel better so you would, you'd spill the tea.
I mean, you've been a team player. You've already had your bean. I can't think of anything.
You can always hit the wheel.
So that's what I'll do.
Okay, you're going to hit
the wheel. Does it matter which way I spin it?
No, just spin it towards yourself. I think that's easiest. Ooh, you get a mystery jelly bean.
Woo, so this could be good, woo. Bad.
Could be good or bad. I think they're rigged to be more bad, so you just, there.
Oh my goodness. So okay, so colors. Let's see what this could be. This so, could be.
That's yellow. I think yellow's either.
Is either a banana, a wet dog.
There's only be two options. So it's either banana or a wet
But there's two different yellows.
Oh, is there? Let me see.
Or
maybe the brighter yellow.
Strawberry banana or a dead fish.
Oh, that's definitely. That looks like more like banana. That looks more like banana or wet dog. I don't know, but that actually could be either strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish. I guess we're gonna have to find out.
I think I don't know if I'm trying to see what dead fish tastes like.
Dead fish is the worst. I have tried that on many occasions. It's by far the worst. Ooh, what does it smell like?
The outside of all the jelly beans.
Oh, it has no smell? Usually you can smell it.
Nope.
Okay, you have to try it now. Going in, 3, 2, 1. No, you gotta pop the whole thing in. You can't cheat. You can't take a little bite. They put the whole thing in. It's not very good. What are you tasting, Nate? What are you tasting?
That's delightful.
Wait, what? It's actually good?
Yeah, it took a second. This
Holy
is a
shit.
Wonderful jelly bean.
You got lucky.
What were my choices?
You may have, it could be strawberry banana smoothie, banana, peach. What does it taste like? Is it any of one of those? It has to be. It's probably something fruity.
But the yellow ones were wet dog, top banana, dead fish, or strawberry banana smoothie?
Yeah. So you got a good
It tastes
one.
Like Chinese food, so.
Wait, is that dead fish then?
It might be wet dog. No, I got lucky. That's a strawberry banana smoothie. Okay. I couldn't resist.
That's
this is a crazy. Push
you
it down
lucky.
And whatever you get. Yeah, I did.
Those are rigged to be more disgusting than delicious. So you got so lucky with that.
What kind of game are we playing that is rigged? It's already rigged on the wind. The whole thing.
The product is rigged. I don't have any control over that. That's
this
expensive.
Is rigged and the product's rigged?
Well, the audience needs to see the fun.
What flavor was the jelly bean you ate?
Those are completely random, and that dispenser is random,
how do you know which
too.
One was hot, though?
I don't know. I just grabbed one.
What one could you have possibly got?
I don't know. I just grabbed the first one I saw, but they do have a little
that
thing, but they're all disgusting.
Made up. There's
that
green
is not
ones,
made
orange.
Up. The green one is disgusting.
But you got spicy jelly bean, and you grabbed it. You knew which one to
no,
grab.
No, I did not. I promise you.
You sniffed and said, this is about to be hot.
No,
then you said, ooh, it is hot.
I promise you that I'm always the first to sacrifice myself. Okay. On this show, I am the sacrificial lamb. They're all spicy. Some are hotter than others, but they're all spicy.
Okay, so when you get a spicy one, do you then have to do this to see what spice you're getting, or you just go at random?
Usually you'd spin the thing and just.
So there's habanero, cayenne, sriracha, Carolina Reaper, and jalapeno.
Mm-hmm. And I think the Carolina Reaper is probably the hottest one.
Well, yeah, that's the hottest pepper on demand, right?
Yeah. The sriracha actually.
And you grab the red one.
The sriracha doesn't taste very good.
Which one did you eat?
I think I had like the deep red one, whatever that one is. But I think the
cayenne?
I think that may have been cayenne. But there's one that is not as hot, but it tastes disgusting though. And there's one that's hotter, but it's sweeter. Yeah. You're gonna get your chance, hopefully. you're gonna get your opportunity.
Wow. That jelly bean. That one, the one I got was so good, I would stop at a gas station and get a whole bag of just those.
Yeah. That's actually, you got very, very lucky. We've had some guests that have gotten very lucky when it comes to those jelly beans.
What did Linnell get?
Linnell didn't do the jelly beans. She didn't get the opportunity. We didn't do the jelly beans.
She was like, uh-uh.
Well, we never actually wrote it in.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? We were going to.
I feel special.
We were going to do larva and dehydrated crickets, but Nate's team was protecting him, so we went back to the candies because usually everyone gets the candy treat.
Shout out to my team. Thank you for not having me eat larva
and crickets.
Yeah.
There was like
Timon and Pumbaa food. Thank you.
I'm going to find a guest who's going to dive into those. The little larva, they got these tiny little legs, and they come in Mexican spice, barbecue, sour cream and onion.
Really?
Yeah. So you got really lucky with these.
It's going to have to probably be like a white guy.
You think a white guy is going to be down to go for the larva?
Out of all the different like cultures and discourses and genders, like I think a white guy might have to be the one.
I'm going to make note of that.
There's some crazy white women that will bite that shit too. But some Asian girls eat some pretty wild shit.
Oh, yeah, because of the seafood, the different features.
I'd be watching them mukbangs and they'd be slurping the...
Yeah, the octopus that's alive.
And they'd be like...
Yeah.
And they're just eating it all the way into its mouth. I'm like, whoa.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like full on live creatures. Obviously, that's not a accurate representation of the entire population, the Asian population.
Yeah.
But there are some ASMR content creators that have achieved the shock and awe for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all Asians. And you all gamble.
Don't.
Yeah, all of
them. Don't.
Every single one.
Don't.
I'm just
That's
kidding.
Not fair.
JK, JK.
JK, JK.
This episode is sponsored by Row. You know, sometimes it's not motivation that keeps people from hitting their health goals. It's the system. The confusing insurance rules, the whole music, and the endless forms. It's overwhelming, right? That's why Row created something simple. Their free insurance checker. It's designed to see if your insurance covers GLP-1 medications without the stress or the guesswork. Here's how it works. You just upload your insurance card and Row handles the rest. And a few days later, you'll get a full report showing which medications are covered and if a pre-authorization is required. It's completely free to check. No phone calls, no waiting on hold, and no commitment required. And you don't have to even be a Row member to use it. But if you do decide to move forward, Row can help determine if GLP-1 medications are right for you through an online medical visit. And if needed, lab testing. Once approved, you'll have access to your provider and ongoing support through your Row membership. Millions of people have already trusted Row to make this process easier. It's not about shortcuts. It's about clarity, confidence, and getting the right information so you can move forward with your health goals. Go to row.co/dare for your free insurance check. That's ro.co/dare to see if your insurance covers GLP-1s for free. Go to row.co/safety. That's row.co/safety for boxed warning and full safety information about GLP-1 medications. Now, let's get back to the show.
Okay, so who's one celebrity you've privately talked trash about?
The guy that plays Paperboy on Atlanta.
Who is that?
He's just another big black guy actor. And I'd be, Brian Tyree Henry, bless his heart. But I want all them roles.
Oh, because he's like your competition.
As far as I see it, everything he's in, I'm like, that could have been me. That could have been me.
Yeah.
That could have been me.
That's like the acting dilemma. Sometimes.
And maybe we'll get something together and I'll be like, you know, when back in the day I used to want all the roles. But for now, I'm like, what about me though?
Maybe he's looking at you going like, where's my Netflix special?
Well, he better start telling jokes.
And you're like, you better show up or go out.
I feel like I can do what he does, but he can't do what I can do.
Mm.
That's the extent of me talking shit about him.
Okay.
Good actor, though. I like everything he's been in. I'm like, that's why I'd be like, God.
You're like, God damn.
He's good.
Yeah.
Great.
Too good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make you squint. Like, why you like?
Isn't like envy in the Bible? It's a sin. You're not supposed to be jealous of thy neighbor.
I mean, there's quite a few sins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that you might have to work on.
I'm not jealous.
Oh, you're not jealous. You're just.
No, I'm like, he did great.
Okay. So it's coming from a neutral point of view.
Yeah.
Of, that should have been me.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I want all the roles. I think that's fair. I think anybody that plays a sport and isn't starting is on the sideline like, God, I want to get in. That could be me. But I don't want to cause him any harm. I just see the roles. I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm just now getting into the territory where I may see something that he actually we might be auditioning for the same thing now. Otherwise, I'll just sit back and watch him just like everybody else is watching.
Yeah.
Him, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So it's Brian what? Brian Tyree Henry. Okay.
Reggie's pulling him up.
Yeah.
Damn. Well,
yeah. Got it. Well, you're doing good work, Brian Tyree Henry.
Maybe I'm going to get him on the show. Maybe I get you both on the show. You guys can talk it out.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Well, I told you I'm down to do something together. So.
I'm down to collab. I'm down to collab. Do a little collaboration. Okay, so before we run out of time, because we got to get through these questions, what's the most humiliating thing someone has ever caught you doing alone?
Caught you doing alone.
Or it could be with someone.
Okay. So I had a long day of high school that started with an earlier than everyone else's classes day with some workouts. Then I did the whole day. Then after that, we did football practice. And then after football practice, I went to choir practice. And then after choir practice, I went home to eat dinner. And then my family talked for a little while, maybe about an hour or so. So it was a lot going on that day.
Yeah.
And so when I went to bed, I got set up to jack off, and I fell asleep with lotion in my hand and a towel laying across my stomach. And then when I woke up in the morning, the towel was folded on my nightstand and the covers were up around my shoulders, and I didn't know what had happened. And I went into the kitchen and my mom said, "How'd you sleep?"
Oh my God.
So there you go.
Did she find you with your thing
she
out?
Yeah, she's like, you was tuckered out.
Huh? Oh my God.
You was tuckered. That was a long day, huh? Yeah. She had to have. I was asleep for whatever she saw, so I hope there was some covers over me, but chances, who knows? It was probably as bad as it could have gotten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that's pretty rough.
But yeah, that happened.
Yeah, that happened.
Twice.
Twice?
I wish I was playing.
And it was mom both times?
Two times.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's like, I just don't understand why it's a towel. Like, tissues, paper towels. Why are you using my good towel?
She's like, I gotta wash this now.
She said, I should make you wash these crispy ass towels. You should be ashamed of yourself. All these towels looking like popcorn.
Lay's potato chips, all crispy.
Right. That happened.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. You just kind of want to like forget about all that.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah. That's definitely a weird one. Like moms, they've seen it all, but it's just the idea of it.
That was probably her argument. Like, boy, I made all whatever that you worried about. I created that.
Yes.
I changed your diaper. Shut your ass. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's not a pee-pee no more, mama. Come on now. I'm grown. It's a dick. You can't just be, you know, I need a lock on my door. Not in my house. All right, whatever. Yeah.
That's always the argument.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So last question. Name someone in Hollywood who treated you like you were beneath them.
Everybody.
Everyone? No. Everybody.
Yes.
Okay, was that when you were starting out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Hollywood. That's been the most eye-opening, ridiculous revelation of this here trip. Mm-hmm. Because it's different now. Now it's like I got some, that's him. Mm-hmm. Kind of going with it. Like, I've literally driven, you know, you ever get invited to a party and you got to drive hella far, then you get to the buzzer and they're like, we don't have your name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen that. I've seen that you're not listed. I've been at the club and everybody like, go ahead, just, when you get here, just go to the door and ask for such and such. You get to the door, hey man, I'm asking for such and such. Who are you? Yeah, they said no.
Oh.
So you can wait in that long ass regular line. Like, you know what, man, I'm gonna just head out, man.
Yeah.
Nah, that's what LA is. And the wisest people in Hollywood don't do that. They find a way to make everyone feel appreciated because you don't know who's going to be tomorrow's star.
Yeah.
You don't know. I literally went to the club and watched a bouncer be hella disrespectful to a friend of mine and be like, oh, nah, you ain't getting in, or, you know, call people broke and all this stuff. And then 2 weeks later, a song they had written back in college caught traction and went platinum.
Wow.
And then the promoter of the club booked my friend to host the whole club night.
That's crazy.
And my friend is way pettier than me. He was like, I got to find dude from 2 weeks ago.
He's like,
where's dude from 2 weeks ago? What's up, bitch? Go give me some. Like, that's how he talked to him. We were like, chill. He's like, nah, that was terrible, man. He did me crazy wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's the nature of it. Like, people out here treat you with, they give you as much grace as they think that you're relevance
present
deserves.
Status deserves, which is crazy because it can change mm-hmm. so fast with a phone call.
That's
or
the
just
way
a
it is.
2 have minute seen, audition.
It's like you like there's people who've been to award shows every year for a decade,
mm-hmm.
right? And they sat in the back the first two times, and then something happened good and they were in row one, row two. They were allowed to be a presenter. Next couple of years weren't as profitable or prosperous, and they look up and they're back in the back. Like, it's like even the seating of Hollywood and who gets in the front and who it's a whole thing. So socially that same thing exists too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Half the restaurants in Hollywood got like a part of it that you can go private dine in that's away from the general
public. Yeah.
Right. Try to get into that and don't be somebody they see as worthy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or do a red carpet event and paparazzi can't put their finger on who you are.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, nah, that's one of the Bailey sisters. You're like, excuse me? No, I'm not.
I probably get that right now.
I went to the premiere of the paper. I got out the car, and there was a bunch of people that did know me, but and they were supposed to. You know, they get all the documents from the publicists and all that stuff, and they know who's who. But I specifically heard one of the paparazzi people that was waiting behind a velvet rope that was like, that's not Kirk Robinson. He looks a little bit like him, but that's not Kirk Robinson. And I was like, really?
And they have no shame.
And then I kept on going, and then I did my full run of the carpet and all that.
Mm-hmm. You can't let it get to your head, but it always does.
I don't think there's a way to not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we all walk down the street, but some people got a star on the street.
Yes. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels like high school a little bit, but worse in a way,
with like
because it shifts up and down so much.
I can see that,
you know, and it's crazy because it's like we're all kind of just exchanging our time and our energy for money like any other job, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of people in Hollywood like sacrifice like relationships and their like time with their kids, and it's like in the bigger
or even having a family
mm-hmm. and it's like in the bigger scheme, you got to look back on your entire life and you have to feel good not all just about your work
mm-hmm.
but how you treated people. Because, like, when you're laying in your bed, like, towards the end of your life, like, what kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? Or memory, you know? And it's, like, it's so strange. Like, when you're living in it,
you're like
in survival mode, people kind of lose sight of, like, what really does matter.
They do.
You know?
It's easy to.
Yeah.
But I think, this is what I think. I think if you're a grounded, good person, that if you achieve success in Hollywood or in entertainment, as a matter of fact, whatever kind of person you are, it's just going to amplify.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a dick to people, then you're just a bigger dick to people. If you're a sweet person, then you're a sweeter person. If you do a little bit of drugs, chances are you're about to go nuts. So you got to be grounded and centered and, you know, act like somebody raised you right.
Yeah.
No matter where that is. But this is a city that, like, it's just a part of it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You book a TV show and there's a call sheet, and on that call sheet, the actors are in the order of
importance,
yeah. Pay.
Yep.
Based on their number or how low the number is, the trailer's bigger, the food is different, you get more time in hair and makeup, you get different, the budget for your outfits is just so you're number one on a call sheet. You look the best, sound the best, you dress the best, you're prepared the best, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're having one-on-one rehearsals with the directors and other actors and stuff. Yeah. Be number 12.
Yes. Yes.
You're number 12. You know, they're like, where are you at?
Yeah.
Get your ass to set.
It's so different.
And bring your clothes from home.
Yeah. Like number one, you can like show up to set and be like, all right, I'm going to rewrite the script. Like I've seen that, you know?
Yes.
And then meanwhile, like everyone else is like me and like most of Hollywood, it's like you just do one little word like out of place. It's like that has to, you know, you got to get it right. Which
a person
like
how, comes in, I'm sorry, did you see that the line was, like you have to earn the right to be like, hey, I'm going to not say exactly what was written, right? Like, and that comes from the trust of the writers and the director and the showrunners and everybody. Like, I've gotten to a place right now on Bad Monkey where it's like, we'll do the takes as is. We call it, you know, we get a base plate.
Yeah.
And then they're smart enough and it's fun enough that, you know, it's like, let's get one where we just play. You know what I mean? Then it's just, now you need to be listening because the content of what you say should still be, it should contain what's in the script, but then you can still have fun.
That's cool. When they let you play, that's always nice.
But you don't, if you, number 12, if you're below the line or whatever, that ain't even a thing you get to do.
No.
So this whole city is set up on pecking orders. You know what I mean? And look at the houses. You go, you see where some people live, how big their places are, and who's got what pool in the homeowners association and all that stuff. It's all, that's part of human nature to do that. But I think that we'd all be better people if, despite where our position was, we treated others equally.
Because we're all just on this earth just trying to figure it all out.
It ain't gonna happen, though.
Yeah.
Especially not here. This is, we're capitalists.
The best you can possibly do is really just treat each other with respect.
That's
all you can really ask for.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's play our game of truth or dare.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it. Okay, so what do we want to start with? Do you want to start with truth or dare?
Let's get in the shallows and work our way to the deep.
Okay, okay.
So you pick.
You want to do? Do you want to start with the truth then?
Sure.
Want to ease into it? Okay. All right. So your first truth question: what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you on tour?
Oh, I got roasted by a handicapped child.
A child?
Yeah.
A handicapped child?
That was a video.
Was that, that wasn't the same person that was in your special that you were talking about? That was a different?
No, there was no children in my special, but basically.
No, no, you were, it was in your set. Like the, in your special, you're talking about the handicapped person that was sitting in the front row.
No, no, no.
Two different people.
Yes.
Okay.
That was a grown man in that wheelchair. No, this was a little boy, I think his name was Austin.
Okay.
And so when I was talking to him, his bigger brother had brought him out or whatever. And then like I was like, and how are you doing, little guy? Like I could tell he was special. You know, so I was like, you having fun? And he was just like, you're built like a moving van.
Oh, like a moving van?
Yes. And everybody heard him.
He should be a comedian.
He should.
Whoa.
Everybody heard him. It crushed. I was like, I know that did not just happen to me. I'm over here trying to show you care, consideration, and you hit me with a moving van. And he was like, ha ha. So don't be laughing at me. Shut up before I snatch another one of your chromosomes. And then I walked off. And so that hit. And that was the moment. But I know what it is. Like, it's the roast zone. Like, I'm going. Rarely will somebody fire back, but if they do, like, I should be prepared.
Yeah.
He caught me straight. Like, I was in, like, uncle mode. Like, you good? You comfortable? And he was like, moving van!
Moving van!
Yeah,
that's
that
crazy.
Was pretty bad. He jammed me up pretty good, though.
Yeah. Shout out to Austin, though. If Austin's watching this, shout out to Austin.
Yes.
Comedian in the making.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, even just having a shout out like that, like, in the middle of a show like that, like, I don't think I could ever talk as a kid.
Even now,
like.
He was ready.
He's ready.
Most people get stage fright. He rode with his big brother, like, moving van. So then when I went to him, he had it queued up.
Had it ready.
Oh, my God. Built like a moving van? That's crazy. A regular van, there's different sizes. Moving van, that's a certain size.
Absolute maximum load right there.
Exactly. So, there you go.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, next one. Truth or dare?
Let's do a dare.
You want to do a dare? Okay, yeah. Cool. This one's fun. This one's called Shock Tato, roast edition. So this is kind of ties in with the whole roasting thing.
Okay.
So you're holding this Shock Tato. It's basically a ticking time bomb. I'm going to read out some universally annoying things, and your only job is to roast each one before that thing goes off. Roast fast or scream loud. Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm roasting things.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you some types of situations and extreme. Start. Here you go.
All right. And so, do I need to make an effort to touch the metal?
You know what's so funny?
Doesn't matter.
We actually used this on the Linnell's episode, and her rings, for whatever reason, were actually absorbing the shock, so she didn't feel anything. So I don't know if your rings are gonna do the same thing. Did you feel anything?
Did it just go?
Did you feel anything?
No.
This can't be happening again.
You gotta be touching the metal, I think.
I think you gotta be touching the metal. Hit start again. Start's just right there. There's that button at the top. Oh, yeah, that was off.
That's just start.
It was start. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. I'm gonna commit to it.
Okay, you're gonna commit? Okay. So I'm gonna do a speed round.
God damn, you got to hurry up. What you waiting on? Yeah,
did it get you?
Yeah, what do you mean, did it get me? You didn't hear it go off?
It went off.
Shocked the shit out of me. It's not like electricity. It's like when you shock a person.
It's like a tickle.
No,
like
you never reached out and you shocked me?
Yeah,
it's that.
Like zap type
okay.
Of thing.
I think we should press the button once you read it, because I just got shocked before. Slow ass question got me cooked. Well, you go ahead, then I'll press it.
Then you'll press it? Okay. People who clap when the plane lands. Start.
That's all you want is some shocking. Start.
You can toss it up and down if you need to. People who clap when the plane lands.
Congratulations. We made it. We're not dead.
Okay. People who blast their music on Bluetooth speakers in public.
Oh, that's my kind of people. Live your life to the fullest.
Okay, the guy who microwaves.
Do we not toss it back and forth?
No.
It's just me the whole time.
The guy.
It's still going.
It's still going.
Yeah, it's still going. I thought that we're supposed to say both.
Technically, we can, but it's just really hard to read the questions. No, you want to play a game? You want to pass it back and forth?
We'll go back
okay,
and forth.
Okay, let me. All right, we'll do that. And
we don't even need a question. Let's just count up.
We could literally just pass it back and forth. That'd be entertaining enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say the alphabet.
All right. No. I want to get you to do your roasting, because this is what you're known for.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm scared. Okay. Start. Yeah, you catch it. Okay. Adults who say no. Hang on. I didn't get the guy who microwaves fish. The guy. You can pass it to me. I'm scared.
Oh, like that. Okay.
The guy who microwaves fish at work.
Microwaves fish? What kind of fish?
Okay, you gotta roast him. The guy that microwaves fish at work.
Yeah. It's backwards, because I would look at a guy and be like, you look like you microwave fish at work.
Oh!
So, you know what I'm saying? I would say. Like, you're saying the roast.
The type of guy. You look like a guy that would. Yeah. That's a roast for sure. All right, you can hit start again. Adults who say LOL out loud.
My mama used to say LOL out loud, but she thought it meant lots of love.
Aw, that's actually cute.
Old bitch.
Okay.
What you got?
People who show up holding Starbucks. People who show up late holding Starbucks. Well, you gotta roast them.
Why are you late? Did it go?
It went.
Okay.
I got it, and you passed it so fast you didn't feel it. People who show up late holding Starbucks.
Okay.
Okay, you gotta roast them.
Somebody coming late with some Starbucks, it better be something for me. That's all I know.
Oh, that's actually a good point.
Have you ever been late because you went to Starbucks?
I'm not a big Starbucks girl, but like if you're gonna be
Did it get you?
You got me.
It finally. I was like, this thing is
twice.
It only works on men.
Okay, that one person who stands up the second the plane lands.
Oh, If you stand up right when the plane lands, I understand. You either got a connection or a bad knee that you need to express and let get some extension on that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I like how you're waiting because you.
I was trying to give some time. Yeah, get you some of that. Did it go?
It went again. That thing is getting a good beating right there. Okay. All right. Okay, so we're going to speed through these.
I like how he did that real smooth. He's like, 5 minutes.
You got 5 minutes. The hot potato. People who leave shopping carts in parking spaces.
Oh, man, you're the worst.
I hate that.
You're the worst. If you leave your shopping cart in bad spaces, you don't wipe your ass all the way. That's the same person. That's the same person. Like, you don't got enough time to put the cart back. Why you don't take your time and wipe your ass?
Did it get you?
No, I think you put it on Don't Buzz No More.
No, I have it on.
It says it's on Lame.
Oh, that's what happened. That was on Eric for that one.
All right, this is now on Extreme.
Okay, that's the right setting. All right, people who chew loudly.
What if you just hold it?
You could try that.
I did that already. That first shock, all of the hands, shocked the absolute. Yeah. Yeah, that was ridiculous. It was everything you wanted this to do to people. Happened to me, but I don't think you've taken a good.
That's not true. Shock. I have taken a good shock. I have.
Has she?
I have.
Okay.
I have.
All right.
Eric can attest to that. All right. People who chew loudly.
People who chew loudly have no home training,
mm-hmm.
unless your mama is a horse of sorts.
A horse.
Yeah. H O R W H O R E S E.
Okay, and. Anyone who brings
it went off on me. But I was like, "Oof, I hope it's still going."
Damn.
By the time it gets over there.
Okay. Anyone who brings Tupperware to restaurants, just in case.
Okay.
You gotta roast them.
Sure.
You're like waiting for me to hit start.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who brings Tupperware to restaurants, just in case,
is a lousy bitch. This is our first date. What are you doing? Why do you got snacks?
Okay, and the last one.
See, that, my friend,
got me.
Is when she really gets shy. She started pop locking.
Yeah, pop locking.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good. Okay, we'll do the last question.
Okay.
And we'll just do a roast without the potato as a finale. People who drive 10 miles under the limit in the fast lane.
Yeah.
What do you think about those people?
I think if you drive like a foreign or African Uber driver like that you should be ashamed of yourself. I have gotten in Ubers and been like, hey, I'm about to be late. Could you please go fast? And then they don't.
Mm. No, hang on. I wasn't ready for that.
What do you mean? What's wrong? I held it so long.
I'm scared.
Why? Just hold it and then toss it.
No. Wait, did it go off already?
I feel like it did already.
I don't know. I think it did.
I'll take it for the team.
It must have. Okay, so we only have a couple more minutes. So because of that, we're going to do our balloon blowout finale.
Okay.
All right, so we're ending the episode with pure chaos. This is the balloon blowout finale. We got three rounds, three balloons each, and absolutely no hands allowed. There's no winner, no loser, just two working professionals making absolute fools of ourselves for entertainment. So let's get to it. So... I'm so scared.
What are we going to pop it with?
We're going to pop it with ourselves.
Oh.
They're...
Like against each other?
Yeah. Okay, so the first one is...
Yeah that would have got
one,
us.
Yeah, that would have got us, for sure. This one is hands behind your back. Okay. So you can use elbows, knees, shoulders, whatever you got. First balloon that pops, we celebrate and move on to round two. So we have to pop these balloons.
Yeah.
And oh my god, I'm so scared. I'm so scared.
So you gotta put your hands behind your back and find a way to pop this?
Yeah. I'm absolutely terrified, like of like balloons popping. I don't know what to do. I guess we'll just use our legs.
All right.
You got stronger legs than I do. Oh my god.
I think women, that's the thing y'all work. They got the machine for that.
Oh god.
He was like, nah, her legs so is strong terrified. As hell, brother.
Okay, I'm gonna hold on
when
hard
do we start?
To this. We start right now.
Okay. You're not even squeezing.
I'm so scared. Is that thing not gonna go?
I don't know what it's doing.
It's completely vertical. Oh my god, it's gonna go. I'm so scared.
Man, my left nut done popped up out of place. I felt it move out of this. You know how they move over there? I'll pop my ball up. That's it. Dina, you try yours.
No.
See if your ball moves.
I don't know. That thing is like not going.
Man, you see me trying. I'm not. Well, I'm giving that thing what I got. Do yours.
I'm too afraid.
Of it popping?
I'm too afraid. Oh my
God. That's what you're supposed to do.
I know. I came with this idea too, and I'm too afraid. These balloons are
Can we use our feet?
Use your feet, yes. These are completely invincible. Oh my God!
Yeah!
Well, you did it.
You know, you're going to pop yours. You got boots on.
No,
you got a chance.
The rules say that we can move on after the first one is popped.
Okay. And you have balloon popophobia?
We got two more rounds.
Okay.
Okay. So this time we have to use only our elbows. I don't know if that's going to work because you were using your legs.
Have you seen my elbows? We got a shot. Boy, ashy. Okay? Let's do this.
Are you a little bristly?
Yeah. I got a shot.
I'll pass you mine.
You're going to give me one that's already been squoze.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You going?
I'm going. I don't think I can do this. I don't think I've got the power. Whoa!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you won that one. Completely obliterated.
All you gotta do is lean into it. Throw them bows.
And then the last one, the grand finale.
Yeah.
The booty pop round.
Okay.
So hands up, no cheating.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be sitting on the balloons.
Okay.
So. Are you getting a chocolate bar in real quick?
Get a little reward.
You deserve it. You deserve it. So I'm going to give you this one.
Okay.
And so this episode is going to end with a bang. You ready?
Yeah.
I have to, out of like.
Yeah, because you got to try.
I have to sit on this.
Want to do it on three?
On three. One, two, three.
What happened?
I don't
want to
do it.
Go ahead.
I don't want to do it.
No, put that thing on. Put the
door. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Can no. 3, 2, 1. Okay. 3, 2, 1. No. 3, 2, 1. I'm so scared. It's not working. I think you got it at an advantage.
You should have ate a Snickers.
Okay, hey! That was a great finale. Oh my God. Thank you so much for putting up with my craziness.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
That was amazing. I wish we could have gotten through all our truth questions, but you know what? Whenever you're in town again, you're going to be coming back for a part two. I would love to have you back.
I'm down.
So what I like to always do is do a friendship bracelet.
Okay.
And I know you got, it's not really like on par with like the bling, but if there's.
This whole thing?
If there's any of these, you know, simple little trinkets that suit
you. Is there any that are purple?
Uh-huh.
I'm a cute dog. I like purple.
I like purple too. Is this purple enough?
Yep.
There's a few different.
Oh, what about this one?
There's that one too.
Nice and simple.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was hilarious.
It was that first bounce where you got no traction. I'm not even going to hold you. That fucked me up.
So I am welcoming you into B's Friendship Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bump them? How do we?
Yeah. I'm going to make this official right here. There.
Nice.
You're in.
So, thank you for having me.
But before we end the episode, I'm like completely winded, by the way. That took a lot of effort. Tell the people where they can find you.
Okay, find me at find me at On Tour, The Big Dog Tour. You can check the dates at natejacksoncomedy.com. You can find me on all social media platforms, Nate Jackson. I think we're to the point where just type that in, Nate Jackson. And then I should be coming up at least in the first three pages of your Google search. Okay? But natejacksoncomedy.com is the page that I run with everything on it. Thank you.
Yes! Thank you so much, Nate. This was so much fun.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's it for this episode of Celebrity Truth or Dare. Thank you so much for watching. Now, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell so you never have to miss another moment. We got more iconic celebrities coming your way. See you next time.
Yeah.
I like how you're waiting.
Get you some of that. Did it go?
It went again. That thing is getting a good beating right there. Okay.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.